At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yes, it is a day to celebrate. Welcome on in. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Lots to do today after the Sixers not only keep their pick, they moved up last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. The NBA is rigged, by the way. Just wanted to say that.
Well, you're not the only one that thinks that. After the Mavericks
that was crazy.
Get the
that
number
was
one
crazy.
Overall pick. All right, good morning, Hugh. We got a lot to talk about today. But I got to start with this. So last night, you know, the NBA draft lottery and the Sixers, we went over all the percentage chances, right? 10.5, whatever percentage chance to get one and two and three and all that. But they also had a real chance to lose their pick. And if they had lost their pick last night after the season they just had, it would have been a disaster because there would have been no way of getting this thing any better. But Hugh, not only did they hold on to their pick, they got a top three pick. Hugh, for the first time in a while. I mean, I don't know when the last time was. I've got hope now again for the Sixers. I can't fix the Joel Embiid thing. I can't fix the Paul George thing. Those are sunk costs in my mind. But I've got hope again for the Sixers because they have Tyrese Maxey, they have Jared McCain, and they have a pick in the draft that's high enough to get an impact player. Hugh, good morning. At least I have hope. Where are you at this morning as the Sixers move up to number three in the 2025 NBA draft?
You know what? I was watching the lottery last night, mm-hmm. and I saw Daryl Morey sitting there. He's with the coach, and he's with who was it?
McCain?
He was with, no, not McCain. Used to play for Duke.
Elton Brand.
I'm sorry, I forgot Elton's name just that quick. But he had a nice suit on. Elton was dressed really, really mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself that I don't want it to be personal about Daryl Morey or how I feel about Daryl Morey, but it, you know, it kind of feels like it is. I don't trust him. And part of that is because of some of the stuff that he said in the past, some of the things that he's announced as far as his, you know, defending his legacy and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Just instead of being honest. So I don't, even though we had a third pick in the draft, I don't feel good about it. Not at all.
You have no hope this morning?
Mm.
Oh, come on.
Not with him. Listen, and I know that he's drafted some pretty decent players.
Yes.
But what direction are we going in?
Well, I hope they're going to go in a young direction. Look, I don't know what they're going to do with the pick. And there's some thoughts out there. They could trade the pick for a veteran. Now, yesterday, the afternoon show was discussing, obviously, that was the idea of maybe Cooper Flagg. But, like, should they keep the old guys here, mix it with the young guys? I want to go young. Like, I want to use the third pick in the draft to draft a player and to put him with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. I feel like this is almost a get-out-of-jail-free card. The Sixers got the third pick in the draft. I mean, you go through NBA history, and even I'm not going to go back a million years. I know this morning Michael Jordan's name came up. I'm not going to go back to the 1980s, but just go back in recent history. Evan Mobley, LaMelo Ball, Luka, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, Bradley Beal. The third pick has delivered some real – James Harden. Like, I know we laugh at Harden now, but the third pick has delivered some star players to the NBA. And I Al Horford was a third pick not that long ago, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Hugh, the third pick in the draft, if the Sixers get it right, and that's I know that's a big if, the third pick in the draft has a chance to be a franchise-changing player for the Sixers. They could do that.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, but again – with Daryl Morey at the helm, I just don't know if he's the right guy to do this. I mean, we went out and we got Paul George, mm-hmm. gave Joel Embiid some more money.
Yeah, those are mistakes.
And now you're asking him to be at the helm of the youth movement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if I feel good about that.
I have hope. I don't love Morey, and I don't think Morey is without reason for us to crush him at times. But he got the third pick. Like, think about the alternative last night. I know the best case scenario was Cooper Flagg, and that didn't happen because, as you said, it's all rigged. And he went to the Dallas Mavericks, who traded away.
Feels rigged, man.
Well, it does. I mean, I agree with that. But the third pick is a really good outcome for the Sixers. They have a chance here again. I'm just going back. This is recent history. I'm not going back 40, 50 years ago. In the last 20 years, I would say, just looking at this list in front of me, I don't know, half of the number three overall picks become legitimate star players in the NBA, really building block kind of players. The third pick's a heck of a pick for the Sixers to have in this draft. 215-592-9494. And you just watching the NBA playoffs. I know the Tatum injury happened last night, and the Celtics, they're in big trouble now to the Knicks. But look around the league. It's a different league now than it was 4 or 5 years ago. I hope Daryl Morey finally realizes. I hope the Sixers realize it. Hugh, it's a league now where you draft and develop
young players
and you build a young core. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Houston.
I mean, even
Houston.
Boston is now, they're veterans, but how did this start? It started with Brown and Tatum 8 years ago, right? And the Sixers, I thought last year, I know it was a small sample and he got hurt, unfortunately. I thought McCain showed real promise with the Sixers last year. And now you have Maxey, you have McCain, and you could throw the third pick in the draft in. I feel good about it. Let's hear how it all went down last night. Kevin Negandhi, you know him. He's local. He's talking about the Sixers and what happened with the draft.
That means the Spurs are in the top four with two teams jumping into the top four. That means the Sixers will lose their pick to the Thunder because it's outside the top six.
The eighth pick in the NBA draft belongs to the Brooklyn Nets. Pick number seven will be made by the New Orleans Pelicans. Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means Philadelphia is in the top four. So they make the jump, and suddenly Jared McCain is riding the roller coaster we all are inside this room. The Sixers are in the top four.
The Sixers in the top four. We know they go to number three. How about Negandhi there at the beginning, though, basically saying the Sixers lost the pick? It's the roller coaster ride of, well, they're not picking where they're supposed to. Did they go up? Did they go down? We know they went all the way up there. Can we also hear the reaction? Last night was the Rights to Ricky Sanchez draft party. Here's the reaction as the Sixers draft pick came down.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Charlotte. The Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. That means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
I love the reaction. You know, lottery night for the Sixers in the last 10 years has been some of the most exciting nights of the entire franchise.
Mm-hmm.
This last night was one of the most exciting nights they've had in a long time because, Hugh, to me, they have a chance to fix this. Now, they've got hope.
Hope. But I think that hope is dashed with Daryl Morey, man. I hate to be that guy that harps on that.
He's not as bad as we make him out to
be. It just feels like something's going to happen where this is not going to go the way we want it to go.
Do you think he's going to blow the pick or he's going to trade it away?
It's hard to say because I don't know how they're looking at this, because everybody was had their excited about Cooper Flagg and him being the guy.
Sure. Well, I mean, that
looks like it's going to be another guard. It looks like it's going to be what this young man's name is, Ace Bailey.
Oh, I don't want him.
The power forward. I'm sorry.
I don't want Ace Bailey.
Yeah. So
don't want him.
It's one of those things where, you know, I don't know. I don't have confidence in the moves that they've made in the past to have confidence in that they will pick the right guy.
But since he got here, they did draft Maxey and McCain. It's not like they're without any young players they've drafted here since Daryl Morey got here. I mean, he has added those two players to the mix. Look, I don't know if it's going to work. I just have some hope. If they had lost the pick last night, you could make a legitimate case the next 5 years were down the drain. I mean, they just because they weren't going to have enough. They have old guys and not enough young guys. I have hope again for the Sixers based on last night. The third pick is not insignificant. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Sixers don't win the lottery, but they did... Last night was a win for the franchise.
Yeah, I guess. I'm surprised. I'm surprised you, of all people, have any hope.
I mean, you guys are just.
What the, are you kidding
me? He's a guard. My fault. Ace is a guard.
Ace stinks. I tell you.
Okay.
Well, Ace Bailey stinks.
I just don't know how I'm supposed to be talked into having any hope for this team with all these loose ends at the tie-up. Like, if they had, if they got the number one pick and got Tyler Hero or Cooper Flagg last night.
Don't do that. Don't be a Hugh.
What do you mean?
He's called him... Duncan
Robinson could have saved this franchise last night. No.
Oh, so that's what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah. That's your fault.
No, but, like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of with you. I don't even know if it's going to be Ace Bailey. I don't know who exactly the pick is going to be. That doesn't really inspire hope for me if I don't even know who this player is going to be. They still have Embiid to figure out. They still have this Paul George dud of a contract they have to figure out. I have no idea how they're going to navigate this thing. And the guy who's running the whole operation has done nothing but screw up or done nothing really to inspire the fan base any hope whatsoever.
See, that's
during his entire tenure.
I
don't know how I'm supposed to have any hope right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I listen to you know, him talk about using AI and defending, you know, his picks in the past and things of that nature. It just feels to me like somebody that does not have their finger on the pulse of what's actually going on here. And they're talking about all the accolades and things of that nature. Not trying to make it personal, but, you know, when you're talking about building a team and you made it clear. When you look around the league and you look at most of the teams that are having success,
yep,
they're mostly with homegrown players. You know, you might sprinkle in a veteran here or there. But, you know, we went out in the offseason and got a hired gun that didn't even play for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maxey was a little banged up towards the end of the season. So, and we don't know what we're going to get from Joel Embiid. And they're still talking about building around Joel Embiid like he's going to be a factor. We don't know what that knee is going to be.
Well, I think that's flawed. Yeah, look, if you're telling me that Morey's going to try to win next year and use this pick and trade it for an established player, then I'd be totally against that. They have to use the pick, and they have to keep moving in the direction of young. I'm not trying to win next year. I actually have some hope today for the future of the franchise that I haven't had in a year. I mean, ever since they drafted, that's fine. I mean, when they signed Paul George, I sat here and I was like, I don't know about this guy. He's old and he's never been a winner.
You felt.
No, I didn't feel good about it.
You didn't feel good. You felt better. Most people felt excited. Lukewarm.
No, didn't want him.
I put him in the Eastern Conference final.
I remember. Yeah, you guys were mad. I remember you guys argued with me last summer because I said over 54.5 wins was not where I was going. And you're like, come on. We got Paul George. I just feel like they have some hope. And I think we're being a little heavy-handed on Morey.
A little heavy-handed. Why? How am I being heavy-handed?
Because we're talking about him as if he's never built a winning team.
Well,
he has a lot of winning teams.
Okay. I give you that in the past. You know, it's like that Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Well, it was just a year ago they had a winning team.
Well, what did they win?
Yeah, well done. Did he build that?
What did they win, though?
All right, did he draft Tyrese Maxey? Yes. Did he draft Jared McCain? Yes.
No, but when you say, okay, how many?
Well, not every player turns into Michael Jordan. I'm sorry to tell you guys.
But when you talk about, this is the same cat that told us this year,
mm-hmm,
if we squint really hard, we could make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't.
How did that work out?
Well, he lied, Hugh. He lied to the fan base.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You could be a liar and still be halfway decent in your job.
But how can you sit there and lie to this fan base and then expect them to believe that you're going to get it right when all you've done in this offseason, and again, not trying to make it personal, but this is the way that I hear it, you've defended your position. Like, that's all you've been doing.
Sure.
Instead of saying, hey, you know what? Maybe I screwed up. You went and invoked the past, just like you just did. Your past accolades and what you've accomplished in the past. What have you accomplished lately?
Not enough. I just think we don't. I don't love Morey either, but I don't think he's the worst executive in the league. Like, since he got here, McCain and Maxey are damn good draft picks.
How many times do you need to be lied to before you start believing what the person's telling you?
Yeah, I think he's overrated, but I have hope for the franchise again.
No, but I'm saying, how many times, Joe? Just give me a number. How many more times does he have to lie to you for you to have faith that he's going to get this right?
I mean, these executives lie all the time. I'm not personally offended because he said if you squint hard enough. He's lying to the fans. I know that. It's annoying, but it's
you're not personally offended?
No.
I'm offended. Kyle, are you offended?
Of course.
What are you offended for?
Because it's ridiculous.
Lie.
It's your insulting people's intelligence.
Okay, I agree with you. But what do you want him to say?
Well, you could just not say that.
I agree. He's
you can be a little bit more tactful.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of annoying people who are pretty good at what they do for a living. Plenty of them. You probably know a lot of them.
Like Hugh Douglas?
I didn't say that. But there's plenty of them, okay? It doesn't mean they can't.
I've been called annoying before. I'm okay with
Let me just put it very simply. If he nails this pick, they have a real chance of being a good team again. That's it. I mean, it's not that hard. McCain, basketball, is the easiest sport to fix a team. You only need like four good players. It's not like football where you need 25 of them.
Yeah, you get a franchise changing player. But again, are we confident that he's going to be the guy to make that pick?
Well, I have no choice. He's here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have no choice.
He also is not a bad drafter. I mean, I think he lost his way thinking the Sixers could double down with Embiid and George, and it was a total mistake.
I agree. They don't need, like you said, they don't need to fill out an NFL roster here, but you do need, like, one of those big stars if you want to be a true title contender.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, and with the version of Embiid they have right now, like, mm-hmm. Maxey's not that guy. McCain's not going to be that guy either. Like, whoever they draft at number three, probably not that guy either.
Well, maybe he is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of players at number three in the NBA draft the last 20 years that turn into all-star players. I think there's a real chance they can get an all-star player. And you add them to Maxey and McCain, and we have hope. 215-592-9494. All right, do you have hope for the Sixers again after last night? They get the number three pick in the NBA draft. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. I feel like I'm going to be fighting an uphill battle today with any hope for the franchise. What's up, Chris?
That'd be exposing the fraud NBA Tuesday, man.
What's up, Chris? conspiracy theorist, Chris in Middletown? Rigged for the Mavericks?
Conspiracy theorist. I deal in facts. Mm. And facts, no, not conspiracy or emotion,
okay.
Mr. Joe.
Oh, I only deal in emotion. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you do. So, I mean, the NBA is a fraud league. We all know that. I mean, they just continue to expose themselves. But today, you know, I get to give you a little truth serum here. Yesterday when I called in, I said, thank God for Joe, and I agree with Joe.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You were agreeing with Joe. I just didn't listen to what you said. So I was wrong for that. I actually agreed with you both, but, you know, sometimes I don't listen.
Well, yeah, it happens. Yeah, go ahead. No big deal.
Anyway, today, Hugh, I'm with No Hope Hugh today. And Kyle.
No Hope.
What a bunch of wet blankets. All you guys. They got the third pick in the draft. And we're like, No Hope.
It's the 76ers.
I understand that.
No, okay.
You're going to fall with a banana in the tailpipe
banana
again?
Banana in the tailpipe
for
again.
For like the 10th time?
The 10th time.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Wake up, Joe.
Wake up.
You know, at one point, Joel Embiid was the third pick in the draft. We know that, right? Like, they got Joel Embiid with the third pick. He did win an MVP. Mm-hmm. That was a good pick. It was.
They've gotten out of the second round.
Oh, geez. Now, okay.
Joe.
Well, we did.
Joe,
if they get an NBA MVP with this pick, it's a good pick. I mean, can we just make it that simple? Go ahead, Chris. I'm getting agitated.
Stop digging. The Sixers is just a barn fire. We got Daryl Morey, who's just the king. He's the ringmaster, king clown out there. I mean, we got Harris as our owner. It's just a disaster. Can we just stop having faith in it? Because it's not going to happen. Folks, the Sixers are H-O-P-E-L-E-S-S. Homeless!
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Hopeless is the word he chanted today. I just think we're being too heavy-handed. We talk about them like they're the worst franchise in the league. They've been in the playoffs like 7 times in the last 8 years.
I can't believe what I'm hearing from you today.
You know, I do find it kind of ironic.
What's ironic? Saying,
I mean, you talking about heavy-handed. You when that say everybody stinks at a drop of a hat. That's a little heavy-handed.
Right, but we don't know this player stinks yet. He might be great. You guys are assuming.
We know Daryl Morey has made some questionable moves this year.
Yes, of course. But he has a track record of winning a lot of games. I mean, like,
When was the last time he did that?
Last year.
He won a lot of games last year, Joe.
Haven't they been a good team since he got here until this season? They've been in the playoffs every year. They're not bad until this season.
So that's the bar. We get in the playoffs. Be relevant.
Yeah, they're terrible right now. They just won 24 games.
No, I mean, I hear you. I just don't feel like he's the guy to get the job done.
I guess for me last night, there was different outcomes that could have happened, right? There was the best outcome was Cooper Flagg.
That was unlikely.
Okay.
You got the third pick.
Right, but the other outcome last night was they lose the pick. That's hopeless. If they had lost the pick last night, I mean, there's no way of getting better.
No, I get that part. But at the same time, you got the guy here. And I understand what you're saying. Before last year, you know, I give you that. Made it, you know, had some good seasons.
Yeah, of course.
You know, battled. But you signed Joel Embiid. You gave him some more money in the offseason.
Disaster. It's a total disaster.
And we didn't get nothing from Paul George but about 4 podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, during the course of the season, he wants to all of a sudden decide to get ready for the season.
Yeah, he's a loser. I mean, I don't want to tell you.
You know, you know what it is? I go back to what I heard James Harden say about him in Japan. Remember that when he said, oh, he's a liar? He's a snake?
Yep.
That kind of resonates with me a little bit, especially now. It really, really does. And the potential for this basketball team. And how long is it going to take for us to turn this corner?
I don't know. And it might take a while. I mean, look, it sometimes takes – if we want them to go young, Hugh, the reality is it might take 2 or 3 years to be relevant, right?
Yeah.
Even if they hit this pick. Like, go back to Anthony Edwards, right? He didn't become a playoff player his first couple of years. He mm-mm. needed to develop.
He needed time. Yeah.
Right? These kids are going to draft in a month from now, or 18, 19 years old. I don't expect whoever it is to cut. Like, they're not going to get, like, they're not getting Cooper Flagg. So whoever they get at number 3 is very.
You got to develop them.
Right. They're very unlikely to come in here and just dominate the NBA.
I get that. I just don't feel. I guess my trepidation is I just don't feel like he's the guy to get that done.
I know, but what are we going to do? I mean, he's here. I mean, yeah. What am I supposed to do? I'm excited the Sixers got the third pick in the draft. The Sixers have some hope now for the future. I have felt, and you guys know, there's very little hope on this team in any of these playoff series. I think the quicker they move off of Embiid and George and build around what they have with McCain and Maxey and this pick, the better chance we have of something meaningful. And I think last night gave us a better chance to do that. Aaron's up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
So, Kyle, I'm really sorry for your loss, man. You know, even though I despise the Celtics, it was really a shame seeing Tatum go down yesterday, man. He's just a great athlete, and he's one of the positives in the NBA. And even though he does play for the arch rival, it was a sad thing to see yesterday.
It's going to be all of our loss, Aaron. Just you wait, buddy.
Well, the Knicks are the second favorite to win the title now.
I'm telling you, you give the Knicks fans the title.
Well, so when
you're gonna be telling me I was right.
When we discuss this,
our response to the Knicks fans is Super Bowl, baby.
No.
Yeah, but when we discussed this, the Knicks winning the title wasn't really the sticking point. It was just the Boston series, and then the assumption was the Knicks would get beat by somebody else.
Yeah,
now
I don't know.
Now it's
not looking
now,
good.
I don't need I told you Douglas today. I don't need that.
Hey, you?
Yes.
You?
I'm here.
Do you have any connections with the Sixers?
He's trying to get a job every day. Guy's job seeking on the air.
We need somebody, Hugh, we need you to stand up, walk over to the Sixers facility. We need you to get into, somehow, some way, get into Daryl Morey's office and implore him to take a drive over to the NovaCare Center, sit down with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, and figure out how to build a champion.
You know what?
That would be wonderful.
I think after today and after what I said about Daryl Morey, ain't nobody going to let me in the Sixers building. I think it's a wrap.
Probably not.
I think that ship has sailed. And I think he's a little irritated with me.
Well, I'm not irritated. You guys are just wet blankets. We got the third pick in the draft, and it's like, we suck forever. No, maybe this pick is going to be a star player. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah, probably.
Well, you.
Go ahead. It's so easy.
It's only
all you
got
to do is we need talent. That's what we need. We need basketball talent. So
yes.
They just need to load this team with basketball talent. The last thing I want, though, is I do not want this third pick anywhere near George or Embiid because they do not have that winning mentality.
I agree with you.
He's going to be ramped.
I agree with you. Get him at it. Get those two, especially, I mean, the Embiid thing is more complicated because I don't know if anyone would take him. But if they could trade George, get him out of here.
How about we do this? If I'm Robert Horry, Or Morey, I am calling Dallas Mavericks. I am shipping Maxey, Embiid, George to the Mavericks so they can compete for the championship next year. All you got to do is give me Cooper Flagg and the number one pick, baby. And with Flagg and Bailey, we are going to the Scooper.
You said the Super Bowl.
Aaron.
Going to the Skookle.
Funny, I'm going to jump in the Skookle with you guys. Aaron, good phone call.
Speaking of the Skookle.
What's going on?
They found a body in the Schuylkill a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Just saying.
Is that because you don't want a canoe in it or row?
No, I'm just saying. Like I tried to tell you the other day, you'll know what's in the Schuylkill.
But I don't think we ever disagreed that that's possible in the Schuylkill.
I'm just saying.
But I still would row in the Schuylkill. Mm. Come on now. You're right over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494 for the Sixers get the third pick in the draft. Do you now have some hope for the future? I guess I'm just going to swim upstream today. Everyone's going to just be negative all day. Sixers could have got the sixth pick. They could have got no pick. They got the third pick in the draft.
I mean, I'm happy for that, but I'm just, the person that's like pulling it. The trigger. Huh.
You don't think Daryl Morey could hit the third pick in the draft?
I don't think so.
It's not that.
It's just that, okay, what is our culture here? Like, that's the thing that I'm worried about. You have
But the
young,
culture didn't ruin Tyrese Maxey.
You got young, impressionable guys.
Sometimes great players, they create the culture.
Well, Tyrese tried to set the culture.
Yeah. And
by pulling Joel aside.
Yeah, screw Joel.
And saying, hey, you need to work hard. And you know what Joel did?
What's that?
He threatened the person that told
the
him.
The quicker we move off of the Joel thinking he's part of this, the better off we're going to be. All right,
well,
the Sixers
they
get
think he's a part of
it. Yeah, well, they're wrong. All right, your call's on that. Plus, we'll get to they actually could take with the pick. And one name I keep hearing that I don't want him to take. That's the Extra Calls Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everything. It's going to be all right.
I don't believe that, Joe.
Well, it could be all right.
I hope it is. But like it's, again, you're asking me to trust somebody who has been called a liar. Mm-hmm. By somebody that he trusted.
Well, by another fraud, to be fair.
But he still said it, and and now it looks like that has been the case. Like, I listen to some of these podcasts that these guys do, and he wasn't the only one that had something negative to say about Daryl.
So Daryl Morey could be untrustworthy. He could be makes a lot of mistakes as an executive, and you don't have to love him. He's not a total idiot, though, when it comes to finding basketball players. He thinks we are. Well, that's fine. I mean, he can think what he wants about me.
No, he can't think that.
Sure he can. I mean, if he nails this pick, he if. And again, it's an if.
Is he going to put the fear of God in people like, like Buddy Hield?
No, Buddy Hield stinks. But the Sixers could be saved if he nails this pick. I think we're underselling what happened last night. They landed the third pick. The third pick in drafts very often becomes a star player. And if they land a star player, we know Maxey's good.
Mm-hmm.
McCain looked, before his knee injury, unfortunately, he only played, you know, whatever amount of games last year, wasn't that many. He looked like he was a rookie of the year kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got three young players to go forward with. It doesn't solve every problem. It doesn't make everything better. But there's something there. And if they had lost the pick last night, there would have been nothing there. We would have been just stuck.
I look at it like this. We got three young players that are impressionable. And we got Joel Embiid and Paul George. And they're going to be, regardless of whether you like it or not, they're going to be the leaders in that locker room.
I don't agree with that. I don't know if Embiid's ever going to play again. I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's going to be here, and they're going to try to force feed him. They're going to try to shove him down our throat if he can play.
You know what? Well, this is another part of it, Hugh, and this is a good point. They have to me, the best way to moving forward is to move off those guys as quickly as possible. I mean, turn this team over.
Money.
Turn the team over to the young guys. All right, which young guys? So you're going to start.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hearing names over the next month. We know Cooper Flagg is going to go number one overall to the Mavericks. Dylan Harper, the kid of Ron Harper, it sounds like he's going to be the second pick to the San Antonio Spurs. Then it becomes, all right, who are the Sixers going to pick? I don't know who they should pick, but I know who they shouldn't. I do not want this Ace Bailey guy out of Rutgers. I mean, I watched some of him, and it just, first of all, how does Rutgers have two players that are the second and third pick in the draft and not even make the tournament? That the red flags are up right away. Second, I just don't think he's a very good player. He's weighed in thin, and he's like 2 inches shorter than they said he was. I'm just out on Ace Bailey. Plus, I heard this. You know who's in on Ace Bailey? Paul George. Listen to Paul George in his podcast about Ace Bailey, a name you might see connected to the Sixers the next month.
If I had to pick, I would probably go Ace Bailey.
Ooh, okay. Going against the grain a little bit.
I like
bit,
that.
Might I say. But tell us why.
I would probably go Ace Bailey. I think Ace Bailey is a little bit more raw talent with, you know, still a ton of upside. I think Cooper Flagg, not to say he doesn't have upside. He has amazing upside as well. But I think Ace Bailey has a little bit more upside to him.
Mm.
I think he can scratch a little bit more off of his surface than Cooper Flagg can. Which I think both will be all-stars, both will be superstars, you know, once they develop, you know, and get to the NBA. I think both of them will be superstars. I think it will be a, you know, definitely those two will be, you know, the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird comparison in terms of.
Hold on a second. I didn't even realize what he was saying there. So I just thought at first he liked Ace Bailey. Did he say he'd rather have him than Cooper Flagg? Is that what
it sounded like? Something he said.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, let's just take a deep breath there. No, I'm out on Ace Bailey. So far, the people that I know that love Ace Bailey the most are Paul George and Elliot Shore Parks, who compared him last night to Kevin Durant. I'm fully out on Ace Bailey. I don't know who the right pick's going to be, but I do know we have hope here for the Sixers to get a star player at number three. Philly Mike
better than
is
Cooper Flagg, Joe. Come on.
He's not better than Cooper Flagg, Paul. I'm sorry. But Philly Mike, what's up?
Guys, Joe, I have to disagree.
Okay. You disagree with me having hope. Okay.
Yeah, about Morey, because he has shown me who he is.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. First of all, he had Mikal Bridges.
Well, he didn't.
Right?
Mm-mm.
And what did he do?
He didn't have him.
He got rid of him. For
let him cook, Joe.
Mike. Like he never had Mikal Bridges.
And wait a minute.
He wasn't here then. He was with the Rockets.
Let us live our truth.
You're making stuff up, Mike. Daryl Morey wasn't here when they drafted Mikal Bridges.
Tell your story, Mike. Don't let Joe deter you.
Mike is cooking you right now.
Mike is lying to everyone. Mike, you still there?
Might be having a moment.
It's a disaster.
He's going to recalibrate the story. This is your fault.
Way to go, Phil.
Why is it my fault?
Because you did it. You did it with defense, offense.
What are you talking about?
You poison the minds of the audience.
Live your truth, people. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
It's not even.
You made it okay to just come on here and lie.
It's not even close to a fact.
Don't put that on me. I didn't make it okay to lie.
You know what you guys have done today?
What?
You've made me an Amori apologist. I don't even like Amori. I think Amori is one of the most overrated executives in sports.
But you defended him.
No, I said the Sixers.
To the hilt.
No, I did not defend him. You know what I said? You keep hearing Morey. The Sixers franchise has
I hear Morey.
Morey, get him out of here, too.
I hear Morey. I hear
Sixers
this is what I hear
franchise has hope.
Oh, I love Daryl Morey. He's going to make it all right for us. That's
Hugh,
what I hear you saying.
Hold on a second. They could draft a good player at three. They win 25 games next year with three young guys, and he gets fired after the season. That kid's still here. I'm not worried about Daryl Morey right now. The Sixers have a high pick.
Do we need to get Jolly on you?
Yeah, Jolly probably didn't get it.
No, please, I can't today.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
You broke your chair?
I think it keep going down.
We just started the show.
Just keep going down.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Justin is up next on WIP. So far today, we have wet blankets over here in Quinn and Douglas.
I'm just saying,
and then
man.
We get a caller who calls in and blames Morey for something that happened 3 years before he arrived.
Listen, I hate to be that guy because I said this morning that I wasn't like, don't make it personal, right?
Now you're doing it.
What's up with this beard, though? What's up? What is this beard doing? What is Daryl Morey's beard doing?
It's not a good-looking beard. It's not.
Like, what is his beard doing? Is he stuck between trying to let it grow, or is that the look that he's shooting for?
It makes it hard to trust him.
That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Because it's like your beard is not, it's not connecting, it's not growing in. What is your beard doing?
Daryl Morey's,
I know that ain't got nothing to do with
Daryl Morey's beard.
What is it doing?
He's had the same dumb beard the
That's
whole time
what I'm
he's
saying.
Been here.
What is your beard doing? Dog? You never
look,
trust
look
a dude.
It's gotten us.
It hasn't
Don't
gotten
trust
us where
a dude that has a beard that looks like that.
Do you think the beard's going to impact the
pick? It's weird. You don't think the beard is weird? Look at the beard.
Beard is weird.
Somebody said that he looks like Elliot Shore Parks if Elliot let himself go.
He does. He looks like future.
I cannot see it.
Yeah.
I cannot see it.
If it all goes wrong, Elliot.
This is devolved into personal. I'm sorry, Daryl. If you're listening, Daryl, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that.
Daryl, I have hope, Daryl. Now, you better not screw it up by taking Ace Bailey out of Rutgers.
I apologize.
If they take Ace Bailey out of Rutgers, I take back everything I said today. It's going to be a bust. All right, Justin is up next on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
And, you got it, Justin. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, that was a roller coaster of emotions last night. That was I was almost more nervous for that draft lottery than I am for like any individual playoff game because of the consequences of if we lost that pick, how bad? Like, it's already been a terrible season. That just would have been a kick in the gut. Like, and then Kevin Nagani says we lose the pick, and I'm like cursing him out. I'm cursing the TV out, and then we get the pick. And so I was very happy that we kept the pick. And you know, overall, if you told me before the night we got the third pick, I'd be very happy. But once we got to that top three, I got greedy. I really wanted, you know, Cooper Flagg.
Of course, yep.
Overall, I'm optimistic for the most part with sports. I try to have some hope, because if I don't have hope, then I got nothing with this team. And, you know, I think, like you said, if he hits this pick, you know, there can be a franchise-changing thing, and I do think these players have potential. And I'm with you, though. The Ace Bailey thing, he seems like he's all upside, but, like, he has bust written all over him at the same time. So, you know, I don't really – I actually like the kid VJ Edgecombe from Baylor.
Me too.
Trey
Justin.
Trey Johnson from Texas.
Edgecombe, the first guy when I was watching some of the – because, you know, you check the mock drafts and the names, and I kind of knew most of them before that, but I started really, like, looking last night. The Edgecombe kid – he's an amazing athlete. I saw him.
How many guards are going to have?
I'm not worried about fit. You just get the best players in here, and then we'll figure it out.
Well, I don't worry about that. Hold on.
If you have a guard that can play or a forward that's average, you want the average forward or the guard that can play?
Well, I mean, it's like, where is he going to fit? You know, when you talk about it, because they tried this in Atlanta. Who was it? It was Trey and
DeJounte Murray.
And they tried that.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
I know.
Didn't work.
Yeah, but you could get rid of someone you have if this is the right player.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I see what you're saying. You're going more for the best fit for the team at the time.
Just the best player. Yeah,
okay.
Justin, I'm with you on Edgecombe. When I watched him, I saw some young Dwayne Wade in him. I mean, he jumps, he blocks shots. I think he's the best athlete there.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think Morris should be focused too much on fit. I just think you get the best player, and if he pops off, you can trade Maxey or McCain if the fit's not right, and you'll get a lot back for one of the two, and you just go from there. Yeah. I don't think he should get caught up in trying to win this year with whoever he's picking.
Yeah, I think the more that they stop thinking about winning now, the better chance they have of eventually winning. Yeah, because that's how they got in trouble with the George thing. Justin, we appreciate the phone call. At least someone else out there has some hope, finally.
I got to tell you, Edgecombe, VJ Edgecombe, that has bench player type name.
You got to see him jump.
I mean, Ace Bailey sounds at least like he could be a star in a professional league. VJ Edgecombe has no Yvonne Leigh vibes to him.
Ace Bailey is a make-believe good player that's going to score 20 points on bad teams. I'm telling you, VJ Edgecombe is the
Air
guy.
Air Bailey?
You mean like airball?
Like air bud.
Airball Bailey?
You ain't right.
I could see that one. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man, listen. I don't care who they pick. They could bring Michael Jordan back, and they're still not going to be anything. Man.
No, they'd be.
Wow.
That's strong.
Are we talking about the same sport? If you have a great basketball player, you win like 50 games, 60 games.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, man, with this, I'm just speaking on his owner, man. He's all about money, right? And he don't care about the fans. He don't care about what player he brings in. As long as they generate money and put people in the seats, that's all he care about. And that's not gonna bring a winning franchise to Philadelphia. We need to get him out of here and get somebody in here that's going to buy this team, run this team the right way, and bring in the right players, man. Because I'm telling you, as long as he's here, you see why it's raining, right? Because we got a dark cloud over our Sixers, and that's our owner. So I don't see anything changing. I don't see no team getting better or anything. I'm totally out on this one team in Philadelphia. I'm not on board at all.
Yeah, I could tell that. Well, and I get it, and it's not been what people have wanted since he got here. Will, we appreciate the phone call. I have a different feeling today, though, than I used to on Josh Harris.
How you feeling?
Well, not that I like him, but when I watch the success of the Commanders this year, isn't it obvious that it's not his fault the Sixers stink? He just has hired the wrong people here. Like, Josh Harris isn't a bad owner.
No, and Daryl Morey's still here, to your point.
Like, the issue I think Josh Harris has had in Philadelphia is, and I don't think he's a likable guy. I don't mean, like, I like him. But in terms of, like, you can't win with Josh Harris, I don't think that's true anymore.
No, you think he just hired the wrong people?
Yeah, I mean, look what he did with the Commanders in 1 year. I mean, I think he's just made mistakes here. It's not that you, like, if the Sixers hire the right people and draft the right people, they'll win with Josh Harris. Josh Harris is pretty successful what he does as an owner of sports teams.
He had Mikal Bridges, Joe.
He did have Mikal Bridges. Do you think he knows who Mikal Bridges was on draft night?
Probably
you think Josh
not.
Harris knows what anything is happening in basketball? No, I don't think he has much say at all what goes on around here. Bobby's in Philadelphia. What's up, Bobby?
Bobby.
You.
What's up, man?
Not much. Man, that draft, the Mavericks. I want to say, it feels it doesn't feel like they won the lottery. It feels like a compensatory pick for trading.
It's weird, Luka. Though, ain't it? It's really weird. When you think about it, when you just break it down to its simplest form, sorry to cut you off, Bob, but this was bothering me. You talking about you trade Luka away for nothing to go to L.A., and then you get another big-time pick the same year? It's crazy.
Compensatory feeling.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if they had to draft somebody, man, I mean, my draft board, for me, it's either Ace Bailey or Derek Queen. Otherwise, I just say trade back.
Bobby, I like Queen a lot, especially if we think Joel is kind of cooked here and he's not going to be the same anymore. Queen can play. Now, he's not quite as big as maybe some centers you want. He's only like 6'9", 6'10", but he's very skilled, Bobby. I like him.
Yeah, he has a traditional center feel, back to the basket. And I'd rather have a center that just grabs rebounds, like traditional centers do, put back, dunk the ball, kick the ball out.
Play his part.
Being all over the place.
Yeah, he might be a trade back. I don't know if he's the third pick, but Bobby, I like him. And speaking of that, and we appreciate the call, Hugh. It's the rig thing comes up every five or so years in the NBA, but that was wild. I mean, the Mavericks had like a 1% chance to win it a few months after they trade Luka, and their entire fan base is like revolting. They just happen to get the best prospect in years.
It feels like this has happened a couple times in the NBA.
Yep,
I go back to Cleveland when I told you the Cavs, and when they got LeBron. And then they turn around and they got Kyrie.
Well, the Pelicans got Anthony Davis right after they got Zion right after they traded Anthony Davis away. Mm-hmm. They won the lottery that year. You go back to the original one with the Knicks and Patrick Ewing back in the 80s with the frozen envelope. I mean, this is people have thought this for a long time, but last night it was like, what?
And then not only that, when you think of the lottery picks, because I watched a little bit of that. I didn't see any lottery balls out there. All I saw was some dude walk from a room that nobody else was in, and he said, hey, the picks are in.
Mm.
And he says what he says. He has little cards, and, they have the numbers on it.
And it's rigged?
I think it is. You don't think it's rigged? Why don't – like, when I think – when you think of lottery, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you? Because I tell you what the first thing that comes to mind for me.
What's that?
Is those little balls.
Gus the Groundhog?
About Gus, too. Yeah.
Well,
I do like
maybe
Gus
that,
a lot.
But, the little balls in the thing, and they're spinning around. Like, and they pick them. Like, they open the little slot, and then the balls come
they
in
the
thing.
They grab the balls, yep.
Well, they do that behind. They don't do that on TV. They
That's
do
what
it
I'm
behind
saying.
The scenes.
Why do it on TV. Do that on TV. Why can't you do that on TV?
I think it might be tedious for television.
The lottery does it on TV.
Yeah.
But it's only there for a couple minutes. But
That's what I mean.
Speed up the process. That's why people think it's rigged. Because if it doesn't, you can easily change those.
But they have people there watching. Like, there's a representative from teams
there.
I mean,
I hear you. I still think it's rigged. That's just – it's eerily funny how it worked out the way it worked out.
Also, I think the new system they have is stupid. Like, because they changed the percentages, right? It used to be easier to – if you were the worst team, you had a pretty good chance of getting the top pick.
Mm-hmm.
They flattened it out because they tried to combat tanking. But actually, I don't think this has worked, Hugh, because now – like, if you're a team that's, like, not quite a playoff team, but you're not that bad, why would you want to make the playoffs? Just get into the lottery, and you could become the Mavericks, right? Like, if you could get the number one pick with a 1% chance, why would you want to be the 11th, 10th seed in the playoffs?
You're still going to tank.
That's what I mean. I actually think there's more tanking that happens now. The Sixers tanked.
They did.
Look at the end of this season. Yeah. The Sixers got the third pick, and I know this isn't the traditional tanking that happened here 9-10 years ago. But what? Think about the Sixers season. It was not going the right way, right? They were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what you joked about earlier.
Tyrese out with a finger or something?
Yes.
He got a finger hurt.
Yes. They shut Paul George down. Yeah, Tyrese with the finger.
Paul George kind of shut himself.
Well, the whole podcast thing. But when Daryl said that thing about if you squint hard enough.
Yeah, that rubbed me the wrong
way. But they weren't like that far out. And then the rest of the season, they didn't win any games. So like they won like, five games the rest of the year? They tanked.
No, I'll tell you what, it became real for me when they had that graphic where Joel Embiid is embarking on missing more games than he's played in.
Yeah, that one's
that
one's
was
tough.
Crazy.
That one is a tough scene. 215-592-9494. James in Jersey. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing, man? I don't know about the conspiracy theories and stuff like that about the draft and all that. I don't know. My thoughts is we giving Daryl Morey and Josh Harris a bad time. You got to remember, before them guys start bringing in these players, you don't remember those years 4, 5, 6 years ago when we had to sit there and go through those
18 and 16 win season.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had to trust the process. I don't want to go through that again. Get rid of the third pick. Get rid of these young guys. Get some veterans in here.
Oh, no, James. We're not. But that's
he
not
said
gonna,
get some veterans in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we did. We tried that.
And you talk about we giving them a hard time.
Hold on. Not veterans. You misunderstand. When I say veterans, I don't mean veterans. Old guys.
You just mean guys. I got younger talent,
like some peace players.
Yeah, but James, do you think we can win with Embiid and George? Because if we can't win with them, then we got to go young and just rebuild the whole thing.
But this is my point. You got to remember, Embiid's getting hurt because of our defense. Our defense is trash. Our guards are funneling the guards straight to the center. The center is known for getting hurt. So why are y'all? You need some better defenders out there on the perimeter, number one, and then you need to get Embiid an enforcer. He doesn't have anybody to protect him. He's protected.
Well, James, I hear you, but I just think his body's shot. I mean, I don't think it matters who's with him. I think his body's shot. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you may have peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Are your phone calls on the Sixers? Do you now have hope after last night? They land the third pick. Hugh is hopeless.
No.
Kyle's hopeless. I have some hope here. We could land a star player with the third pick to put with McCain and Maxey. First time I've had hope in a while for the Sixers. Plus, we have four leaked Eagles games this season. We'll talk about those specifically when they are and when they're not. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.